Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Jordana Abraham, Sammy Sage, and me, Aileen Drexler. We talk about it all, from the latest celeb drama to the best movies and TV shows out now. We share all of our thoughts, even the unpopular ones. Welcome to our pop culture group chat. Hello and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy, and Jordana is out this week because she is in Italy. Very, very lucky. Yeah, it's looking amazing. It's looking Italian.
Italy is looking quite Italian. She is in Kim Kardashian's wedding country.
Oh, right, right. She was living, you know, if anyone invented La Dolce Vita lifestyle, it's
it
me.
It's me.
Who was my wedding? Who sang at my wedding? Andrea Bocelli. Where did I get married? Italy. If anything, Courtney stole my wedding.
Yeah, that was a great episode. I've seen so many comments about it because Kylie right now is in Italy. It's her 26th birthday. And
She's only
26 and she has this like new vibe. It's like potentially inspired by Timothée if they're still dating. She just like
they're not.
Look at her Instagram. She's just very like dewy and wearing like flowy white tops and like baggy jeans and like she's wearing like no makeup kind of vibe. She just has this like.
You're telling me this is a flowy no makeup makeup kind of vibe. This is the second thing on her.
That's
page.
A going out. It's her post. Like that's a going out post. Okay.
This is the Kylie I know and love. Everyone, please look at Kylie's profile. It's for the second photo. She's wearing like a red corset.
Okay.
Where's that?
Look at this. And this.
Okay, she's in a field.
She's in a field.
But also there's a corset in the field.
Okay, but I think that might be a photo shoot for her lip oil.
Fine. Okay. Aileen, what are you talking about? Okay, there's one photo. There's one photo where she's.
But it's like the whole, it's the vibe.
Like, okay, she's dressing like my mother here. Okay, but that's one pic while she's in Italy.
I can't explain it. It's just.
Okay, then you have her back. Wait, then you have Thirst Trap in the bikini.
But then all the comments are like, who took this? Did Timothée take it?
Aileen, come on.
And then, yes, that's what I mean. She's wearing flowy white. She never wore that. Yes,
because it has a ruffle on it?
Yes, the ruffle.
Okay. Okay, fine. She's not in full latex while she's in.
She's literally she's in never Tuscany. Worn. Ruffles like this. She always goes like neon or something like so tiny and like tight. So now it's just ruffly.
I see ruffles on a private plane.
Yes, yes. See that she would never wear.
That was like, in June. Look. Oh no, that's
this is what I'm telling you. Like she's, I think she's being influenced by Timothée if they're still together.
They're not together anymore.
How do you know? You don't know. It wasn't confirmed.
Wasn't that a story? I don't even believe that this, I don't believe it anyway. Like, I believe they texted once.
I can believe it.
Maybe. Okay, I see what you're saying. Like, over time, it has become, like, a little bit less cutouts and more, like, occasionally she'll wear something slightly looser. Speaking of who we're stalking while they're in Italy, we need to talk about the photos from the Umansky vacation posted on all of the different family, like Mauricio, Kyle, I think Farah, and maybe they like all did the same photo dump, but it was all just like individual pictures of them. And I'm like, you would think that they would maybe have like a little more. Alexia's is different, but it definitely like, if anything, it highlights the weirdness rather than obscures it. Do you know what I mean?
Because they're together, they're like overcompensating their togetherness.
I think that the way that like, okay, they all posted, Mauricio and Kyle and Farah all posted similar photos, but it was of and anything where the photo of the where the family is, it's not Kyle and Mauricio anywhere near each other. And they're all in these like weird formations that are just like so posed. Like, do you see how they look like they are choreographing for the Von Trapp family singers? Like, it's, and then Kyle has a very similar, they both have, and they have like the same individual photos of all their daughters. And then, okay, here's another family photo where no, everyone looks like they're Photoshopped together because no one is like touching each other. They're all just posing for their own optimal skinniness.
It's so funny also to see Portia like looking like Portia is looking now. She's just knowing how little she was. And now she's like full teen.
Yeah, it must be weird for her even more than the other kids.
Well, anyway, the other thing that's come out from these photos is that Alexia's boyfriend is on this yacht trip, but Farah's fiance is nowhere to be found in any of the photos. She's hiding her engagement ring hand in all the pictures. Yeah. In one of them, you sent me one where it's like very awkwardly like wrist flipped up, you know, like palm forward. Yeah, there's like a bag or there's something there. So potench, they have called it off. But I like don't care. Do you know what I mean?
I have a feeling they're saving it all for buying Beverly Hills or definitely whatever. Because I agree that they probably called it off because the last thing that was like written about it was that someone asked her how the wedding planning's going. She was like, not great. Like, I'm not a bridezilla. I know the clock is ticking, but I just don't know. Can't make decisions. Okay. Farah also posted one of the only like photos that was not in the carousels. It's they're dressed as pirates on the yacht. Basically, all the daughters and except Portia and Mauricio and Alexia's boyfriend. So like that's an outtake.
Mm-hmm.
But even Farah's was like very similar to
either way
her parents. So it's just very interesting because they're all together. I bet they're, if I had to guess, like they're trying to keep it kind of together for the sake of just everyone does love each other. But mm-hmm. it definitely doesn't seem like Mauricio and Kyle are so connected on the trip. Like in every other time they go on vacation, like they would always have photos together, at least one. We don't have to keep going with this because also no one can see the photos we're showing each other. But I do think it just seems more obvious than if they hadn't gone on a trip together externally because they usually would be so in love in their photos and post photos of each other. Whatever. I'm sure we'll see it on Housewives and Buying Beverly Hills, or maybe we won't, you know, maybe they're not being open and honest.
I miss Beverly Hills Housewives. OC's not really doing it for me that much. I like don't care if I'm behind. New York is really doing it for me. I get so excited to watch that. I have agree. To say the scene of Jessel and her husband
trying to get the preschool application
writing my children are socially inept. I was peeing in my pants. Like same. I was full peeing. Like even like okay, yes, them just talking about wait, is that negative or positive? Like just them just writing it and they're socially inept. And like when you know what socially inept means, like just naturally you're just like what?
The moments between her writing it and them discussing it and like that 30 seconds before so they funny. Discover what we know it means is hilarious.
It's so funny. Like that was just the most, that was a nugget, a gemly nugget of reality TV
yeah.
that you cannot make. It just happens. And I obviously like all these Bravo accounts reposted it and I was just reading them and just like rereading their like that script and just giggling.
It was so funny. Also, when Pavitt is like, why do we need them to learn Mandarin? Like, why do we need them to go to an international school? Like, they live in New York. And she's like, well, Tom Cruise sends his kids there. So isn't that who you want to rub shoulders with? It's like, you could probably just go to the Church of Scientology and like, that's your easier way into Tom Cruise.
Crying. Yeah, when like, she's like, it's an international school. They have Singapore.
And she sounds like Jemé. She sounds like Jemé.
She sounds exactly like Jemé. And they have Singapore and they have all these places and the UK. And then he goes, but why do we care about that when we live in New York City? God, I need to. I can't. That was the best scene of all of television.
Also, because you know what the fight's really about is that she wants to spend $114,000 a year on the tuition for 3-year-olds, uh-huh. and she's like. She swings around her computer. She's like, "Can we do it?" And he's like $62,000.
No. She's like, "You get an iPad.
They have snacks. They provide snacks and an uh-huh. iPad and an app and a Mac." And he's like, "Can't we just buy that?"
It's like $62,000 for an iPad. Like, are you kidding? That was the funniest.
Oh my God.
That was just gold.
Who your children are networking with. Who your children are.
I haven't heard anybody use the term rubbing shoulders with, like, out loud in so long. Like, I've just been out of that.
Jessel is a little bit like 2002.
Yes, you know? she's stuck.
Like, who cares about Tom Cruise? Who would ever pick a school because Tom Cruise? Right.
She's really stuck somewhere in the past. It's really fucking funny.
Yeah. Also, the school they're talking about is Avenues. If anyone wants to Google it, anyway.
Okay.
Just it is where
Montessori school. Oh my God. Like, you Montessori. Could just sign up for Love Every. Like right. Get your Montessori toys.
Right. And here's the thing, like, in terms of values, like, he clearly, like, wants the kids to go to public school for not just for money. Like, he thinks that that's valuable. And she's like, right. Okay. Apparently, we're about to find out that Jessel went to, like, the most, like, a very prestigious private school in England. And she's all like, "I came here as an immigrant and I worked my way up." And you heard Cy say it. She's like, "Oh, there's not, like, family money." But because clearly Jessel's trying to position herself as self-made.
Right. Yes. Oh, yes. And then the last episode when, like, she's like, "Oh, I have to go to work." She's like, "I have to take my face off."
Yeah. Right.
But that was New York is
it's so
doing good things so far.
Well, it's because it's just, like, light drama that's actually funny, but not, it's real. Like, you could put yourself in the shoes of someone who's like, they complain too much about the hospitality, you know.
I'm enjoying that they're not dwelling on any one really dumb thing for too long, like Cy being like, "Who the fuck cares?" Like, at a dinner. Like, are you guys kidding me? Like, that was really good. And I feel like that only happens in New York. In other like cities, they might just be sitting quietly and, like, letting the girls duke it out.
Yeah.
But for 3 episodes, say, I think it's great. And then Brynn bringing this, like I'm drunk and just mean and kind of rude attitude.
Yeah, but ultimately kind of harmless.
Harmless. Her story was really sad and I cried.
Yeah, same. Honestly, and it really gave me a new that all gave me a new perspective on why she acts this way.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of just, like, I think they've done a good job of not turning the women into caricatures, sort of like they did with Salt Lake City and arguably Dubai. Mm-hmm. Like, they have shtick, each of them, but they also are, like, real people, and they kind of show you that. Yeah. Earlier than they've showed it in other franchises.
There's definitely something interesting that's pulling us in about the group, or, like, them individually anyway.
It's a good group.
I'm enjoying it.
I think they also had a good warm-up when they had to, like, edit Lizzie Savetsky out. So I almost think they had, like, a scrimmage, you know, before.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So they kind of knew each other. They had this – I imagine they bonded from going through, like, their show's first controversy. So I think that there was kind of a, like, they had a practice round.
It's all very good. And, like, Jenna Lyons being, like, pretty legit helps too. Like, when she's going through her closet of all the places she wore in her outfit.
Do you want it? Okay, Jenna Lyons is like, true, quiet, stealth. Legit.
Luxury?
Because not, yes, but, like, I mean more legit. I wasn't really gonna say luxury. I was gonna say more like she's, like, stealth legit, because she was at this wedding she was at Jack Antonoff's wedding and and no one talked. Like, it wasn't like she was the known about, but she got invited by just naturally. She got invited because she's, I guess, friends with them, with someone. My guess would That's be right. Andie McDowell, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense.
Isn't that cool?
So cool. Yeah, that is cool. Very cool. Very chic.
And also that she didn't make a thing about it.
Right. Where, yeah. Can you imagine Jessel, though? Like,
no, she'd like, be like taking selfies with the Taylor Swift crowd and being like, you're here for me.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepy's Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom-milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their Zip Footy Pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those five precision-engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving.
Yeah, so let's talk about that wedding. It was so like...
low-key. Truly low-key.
The fact that like they made everybody go to New Jersey is hilarious.
A very small town on New Jersey.
Very.
New Jersey. I mean, it was definitely like a low... It didn't feel over the top at all. I felt that I wasn't a huge fan of Margaret Qualley's look. I feel like she's looked better.
I wasn't vibing with it either, but I think that's just her like way.
I know, but...
You know what I mean?
I know, but I think she's looked better in that way.
I want to see some professional photos when they come out.
Yeah.
Apparently Taylor Swift made a 15-minute like roast speech.
That was probably so funny.
Yeah, very funny. Hilarious. Haha. Apparently people are pissed about the crowds of like Taylor Swift fans.
Yeah, that was so fucked up.
It's wild.
Honestly,
yeah.
Like if I were Margaret Qualley, I'd be pretty pissed because all these people showed up at my wedding for a guest and like, that's what everyone was talking.
What did they think was going to happen?
I mean, she's like, attended many weddings without that happening in her life. So it's.
Well, now she's like hit this level of fame post Eras Tour that like you can't.
My guess is that like.
You can't contain it.
Honestly, like a random person posted that she was there and then everyone just showed up.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm just saying like if you're inviting Taylor Swift or somebody at that level. Like, you better get your security and, like, the streets closed off and, like, shit closed off if you're going to do that. If you want people to cross streets and shit, you know?
It's like Beatlemania. It's really crazy.
You chose that venue. Fine. Do it up. But, like, I didn't read that Margaret Qualley's pissed off. I just read that, like, the people of the Jersey, New Jerseyans, because there was also some, like, other type of event going on that like nobody came to.
No, I didn't read that Margaret Qualley's pissed off. I'm saying if no, I were her, no, I'm not even assuming. I don't know if she's pissed off. I don't know if she cares. Oh. I'm saying if I were in that situation and yeah. I were marrying Jack Antonoff, I'd be annoyed. Not at like her for coming or anything. I'd just be annoyed that like all these people showed up at my wedding at all. Like that's a, who wants that?
Right. Well, Lana Del Rey was there.
She sang to them, which was probably so, amazing. I really like Lana Del Rey a lot.
It's so cool. Like just the whole thing is really cool.
Because he's really like, he produces with all these like really cool, really good musicians. And he just like, yeah, I mean, I think it would be a very fun wedding to be at.
You know what? Because I mean, the thing that brought him into like fame was dating Lena Dunham. Like to for people to know his name.
Yeah.
Was that he was with Lena Dunham first for many years, and then they broke up, and now he's like with Margaret Qualley. It's just like, it's like an interesting dating record.
No, I see why.
Like, I she's like alternative.
I see they share an energy that.
And Lena was best friends with Taylor.
Yeah.
And
okay, I've been coming up with this theory. It sort of started when we were talking about like Nicola Peltz and like Hailey Bieber and all of them. And so I've been thinking about, you know, we were talking about they were like, Selena was like the non-Nepo side and Hailey is like the Nepo baby side of Hollywood.
Okay.
I've been thinking about how there's like two sides of Hollywood, which kind of do lightly bucket into like, I don't know what the right words to describe the two buckets are, but it's like, you know, the Kiki Booba effect where like everyone can kind of understand like which one is which just by mental association of the shape.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Talia Lickstein made a video that like you could see men as Booba or Kiki and like kind of okay. everyone would know which one is which. I think that there's Booba and Kiki effect for celebrities.
Hollywood stars.
For Hollywood stars, yeah. And okay. I'm trying to think which would be like the, I assume Booba would be like the Nepo and Kiki would be the, I'm not sure which one would be which in terms of visuals, but I can okay. just, my point is, I kind of slot people into both sides. And this wedding was the non-Nepo side of Hollywood. And I'm not talking about right. like anyone's parents' connections. This isn't really what I'm talking about.
Right, because like, she is a Nepo baby.
Yeah, I'm talking about like Hailey Bieber, Kardashian, and everyone who is in the Kardashian family by marriage. Uh-huh. That world versus like, Selena Gomez, Taylor Swift, Lana Del Rey, the Haim friends.
To me, they're just more like alternative rather than like they're mainstream, but they're like alternative mainstream.
Yes. Yes. That's what I mean. Like they're not selling skincare products, I would say. They will never sell a skincare.
Selena is.
Fine. Okay. Selena is, but it's not. Yeah, but she's also like in Murders in the Building. So, right. you know. They're not only going to be, there's like more to the skill than what they're offering than just like visual pictures and clothing and fashion.
It's the vibe. I wouldn't say it's Nepo versus non-Nepo because
it's like. It's not. That's not really it. It's like.
Yeah, it's all alt.
It's like glam versus alt, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe that's yeah. what it is. But it, okay. What I mean is like the Kardashians are the center of the. Other of the Nepo side. That's why I think uh-huh. that's why I think I call it Nepo.
It's like polished versus unpolished. It's like I give some fucks versus I give a lot of fucks.
Yeah. It's like mannequin versus artiste.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, maybe. Potentially the artiste. I see the artiste. A little bit like edgy. Versus like trying to be edgy.
Right. Not aesthetically edgy. They're not edgy because of their aesthetic. They're edgy because of what they're creating.
Right. Right. Yes. Although I think that Antonoff produced Fifth Harmony.
We all got to start somewhere.
And Carly Rae Jepsen. But he also worked with Lorde, who.
Yeah, alt. She's also in the alt side.
Florence and the Machine, obviously, like just because based on their music. Speaking of all of these people, let's talk about the thing that everybody cannot stop talking about, which is Scooter Braun And what is going on with Scooter Braun? So apparently all these people are dropping him. Demi Lovato, Ariana Grande, Idina Menzel. What was her name? What did John Travolta call her?
Oh, Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem. Another good moment.
The magnificent Adele Dazeem. The wickedly talented. Okay. He called her the wickedly talented Adele Dazeem. Oh, I get Wicked because she was in Wicked.
Yeah, Wicked, duh.
Wow, that's real.
But Justin Bieber, there were headlines that he dropped Scooter, but then
he denied that.
No, I did not. Then Scooter tweeted, like, then there was like all like a storm of memes being like all these like fictional people have now dropped Scooter Braun. Scooter Braun tweeted himself saying like, I've just dropped myself. What did he do? What did he say?
He said, Scooter, I'm no longer being managed by myself.
Yes, by myself. Yeah, like all this stuff.
Very, very Kendall Roy of him. And I have to credit that thought to Kate Kennedy, who texted me. And I was like, yes, that is very true.
But we don't actually know what's going on. I mean, there was an article in Entertainment Weekly that said all of his clients are under contract negotiations and been going on for several months because Scooter's stepping into his role as American CEO of HYBE. Just saw rumors swirling and we don't actually know. But it is interesting to see, like, not, I don't want to keep talking about Taylor, but all the shit just keeps like swirling around Taylor. Like Taylor's like adjacent to a lot of things, like Taylor versus Kanye, like Kanye being him and all of that shit that happened. And she's just like sitting, you know, Taylor versus Scooter, like all the shit happening to Scooter. And she's just kind of going to New Jersey, like, and like making billions of dollars, like adding to the GDP. Like, I just, it's just, it's interesante, wouldn't you say?
I mean, look, okay, I know people don't want to, well, here's the thing. So lots of people do want to hear about her as evidenced by everything, but wait, I have a proposition. Holly and I want to do a bonus episode when the news of Scooter drops, where we want to analyze this. If it does indeed have to like have Taylor Swift's fingerprints all over it, we want to do a bonus episode where we deep dive into this entire topic so we can spare everyone. And then if it works, I think Holly, our resident Taylor Swift correspondent, and I are going to do an episode breaking it down. So let's stay tuned on that. But let's talk more about him. I think that, sure, maybe he's stepping into his role as HYBE CEO, whatever. Maybe that's true. But I also, to me, I don't think that the transition would ever be managed this way if that were like the whole story, right? Because he wouldn't have all of them go at once, or the way that it would be worded that it wouldn't be like they're leaving. It would be like Scooter is doing this and he is in the process of working out transitions for his clients. There's just different, and that would actually be what would be happening. I think there's something sketchy with this HYBE America thing, because there was about, I think it was a year ago, or I don't remember exactly when this happened, but Scooter divested a lot of stock from HYBE, which he was an investor in, like right before the K-pop band BTS moved away from them, which was a huge deal because that was a major, you know, that's the biggest K-pop band. So I think there's something weird going on. Maybe he is really being the HYBE America CEO. Maybe, who knows? But my spidey senses make me feel that there is something not above board in the financial realm
of Scooter Braun.
Yeah. Because I don't know. Why doesn't he have this? Just something's weird. The obvious thing would be that he was like skimming off the top of his clients and people found out and they dropped him. Or that he like misrepresented certain things and profited off of that. I really don't see, like, you know, who knows what else it could be.
It is. I think I would say that the weird part of all of it is the way in which news came, like you said, news came out of all of these performers dropping him, like one after the other. It wouldn't have been managed that way.
Right.
With a sound PR plan, you know, like that just wouldn't happen.
I also think with Bieber, like, Bieber, I bet you, is dropping him technically in practice, but because they're actually close, Justin was like, I'm not going to let, like, my boy hang out. Like, I'm going to cover him. So, you know, what does it matter if he's technically his manager or if he's, like, signed as a co-manager? You know, I have a feeling that that was a solid that Justin did for him, even if they're not really staying as together.
Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere, and it gives our space that unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But Framebridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love Framebridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. Framebridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then Framebridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches.
It's a lot of music news.
Yeah, there's a lot of music news today. Miley and Selena are releasing music tomorrow.
Oh my God.
They both shared Instagram stories to announce.
Right. I'm excited. Selena wrote on Instagram saying that y'all have been asking for new music for a while. She's not quite done with SG3. I assume that's the album.
Like her third album. It's like Selena's third album. Yeah.
She wanted to put out a fun little song she wrote a while back that's perfect for the end of the summer. Oh, just, she didn't even, you know, it wasn't planned at all. And it's called Single Soon, which is a great...
No, maybe that means single soon. Like,
no, I think it's called Single Soon.
No, I think it's like the single is coming soon.
No, it's called Single Soon.
Are you kidding me?
No, are you kidding me?
Wait, hold on.
No, I think it's called Single Soon because you'd have to pre-save it.
Like a single, I thought she was just saying like single soon, like it's coming soon.
Right. It is confusing. I think it's going to be a bop. And I think it also makes sense why she's been posting a lot of like single content. Like she's been doing those like things where the thing on your head goes and it's about being single. Like why she did that. She yelled about being single
at the soccer,
at that soccer or baseball, whatever that was.
We talked about this with Jared. She has been, right. She is. I think what he's picking up on is this whole
thing. She's single.
Or no, is that she's like,
she's embracing it.
She's feeling herself.
She's putting it herself out there. I think it goes with the single tune. Yeah. The song. It's funny to me because like everything is like so fucking contrived. Like you think it's authentic, but everything is so packaged. You know what I mean? Like you were like, oh, she's feeling herself. No, actually, she has a fucking song coming out.
That she is feeling herself in the song.
yeah, you know, but it works. She's a performer.
Maybe she is feeling herself because of the song. And it's so I was actually talking to Michelle at, you know, at Betches PR. I was like, you should write a book on decoding like PR and celebrity moves, like where you kind of pull back the veil on how PR works, like paparazzi shots, like all of like people calling things on themselves, mm-hmm. how people seed their projects. Just so it's very interesting. But one thing I do think is interesting about the Miley Selena and the way they're debuting this music is that it's actually kind of different than how in the past something like this would have been regarded, where it would be a competition. Like who's is going to chart better? Whose song is going to be better? How you would have fake narratives, Miley versus Selena, to like drive engagement mm-hmm. into both the songs. And people would listen to see if they're shading each other. I actually really like that they're both, they're like almost partnering to both their benefit. And I think that that is really exciting and I love it. And I love both of them. And they're definitely the alt part of Hollywood, both of them.
I see them sort of like they're in the middle alt. Like they're a little middle alt. But
Miley's deaf alt.
Yeah. It's funny because both of them are like Disney peeps.
Yeah.
They're getting edgier. Miley has got in her rock era.
Miley's song is going to be called Used to Be Young, and she's dedicated it to her loyal fans.
Did you see her mom just got remarried?
Oh, no, I didn't.
In Malibu. And that apparently, like, her youngest, one of her daughters, I think it's
Noah
wasn't there. Yeah, Noah wasn't there, and she posted about being at Walmart instead that same day. So riff.
Family drams.
You know, it's weird that like I know this information because it's not like I actively seek it. I just absorb it.
No, I know. Well, the algorithm's giving it to you. It thinks you care.
It just seeps into my pores.
It does.
Like, there's just also random other stories that I wanted to talk about that have nothing to do with anything, but they're not related.
Like what?
Like, I read a headline. So like India, right? They got
the country?
Yeah, like they got one of their little things on the moon. Like they landed on the moon.
Oh yeah, they did. Yeah.
And apparently like their whole budget was less than the cost of making Interstellar. It was like $74 million.
Shut up.
Yeah. That was like a random headline that I absorbed.
That's really interesting.
Because I love the movie Interstellar. And also like the moon, all right. Like we've been there.
Well, right. It's like, but you know, good. I think it's great.
Yeah,
but they were also racing Russia, and Russia's thing, poof, gone, Roman Roy style.
Yeah. So many interesting stories just coming out
of the moon.
but it's just like the way in which you absorb that info from like a headline.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me. I read the entire internet every night. So
yeah, Harry is going to not Styles, Harry
Prince,
the royal. Is going to the UK, Meghan's staying back.
Oh, God.
More to come there. Fire Festival tickets sold out.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
They don't even say where it is.
$4.99 a ticket, meaning $500.
I think people are buying this as like almost an investment in the camp
into
of it.
Into their content.
Yeah, or into their content, or in case maybe it actually does happen and it gets really expensive, or maybe there are people who like will find this funny as memorabilia. Like maybe in 50 yeah. years, a Fire Festival ticket will be like a Picasso. Not a Picasso,
like
no, bad example. Like a ticket to Woodstock.
Yeah, but that was the original Fire Fest. That was the original. The second one, they value's gone down. He's out of jail.
You never know what's going to happen with this guy.
Maybe.
There's nothing he won't do.
No specific date or no headlining act.
Or location.
Yeah. Well, there's no date.
Well, there's nothing. It's not real. It's fake.
It's fake, but it's sold out.
Honestly, there's so much that one could conclude about that.
$500 is a lot for yeah. random people to be buying a yeah, ticket to something that is just nothing.
Aileen, these people are not people who, A, $500 is not a lot to them, who clearly.
No, there's no way.
I think, but think about the people who tried to go to this original one. They were spending crazy amounts for
right the influencers. Yeah Okay, we also don't know how many tickets actually were available that it sold out.
It's a good point. Could have been like 15.
Oh no, first drop of 100 pre-sale tickets.
Okay, that's not impressive.
Tickets, that's not impressive. I can find you 100
people who are that stupid.
$500. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I could probably personally list them.
Yeah, same. Sorry, this is a crazy laugh.
Yeah.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
We forgot, in music news, Rihanna had her baby.
Oh, she had her baby.
Ugh,
I'm so happy for her.
Agreed. Very exciting. And so did Serena Williams and Alexis Ohanian had their second baby girl. They named her Adira River.
Ugh, my beautiful angel, they said. We don't know what Rihanna's baby's name, right, is?
Not yet.
We'll find out. It's probably not Wolf.
No. Their first child's name is RZA.
It's like RZA, but we don't know the name.
Well, good for them.
Good for them. Babies are cute.
Should we send someone to the Caymans at this point?
Yeah, I don't think Scooter's ready to go to the Caymans.
No. Yet, we got to see what he did first. We should send Billy McFarland. Did anyone do anything worse?
To have to sell timeshares in the Cayman Islands?
I think Billy McFarland could do that. I think he'd be good at it, honestly.
Yeah, I think he would do really well in the Caymans.
He would definitely be like the number one person on the sales team there. If he could sell $500 tickets to nothing, I think he could tell it's a real timeshare.
Yeah. You know, I remember when going somewhere, maybe in the Poconos, and like my parents were being someone was trying to sell a timeshare to us.
Oh yeah, they try to do it like anywhere you go that has timeshares.
And I was like young, and I remember being this in timeshare office. And they're trying to sell this, like, cabin, this house that you only get part of the year. And I was trying to make sense of it then. Like, I was, like, trying to use, like, business savvy, like, as a child. I was like, but, like, what, you know.
But you can't go all the time.
You can't go all the time. And what if you can't go with the dates that you want to go? Then you lose all your money. And, like, I was like, this sounds scammy. We obviously didn't get it. And I was like, you don't own it, right? Like, so.
Right.
It was just, I remember his distinct memory of like trying to work out the value as a child.
I have definitely agree with you. Like, I have many thoughts on timeshares and none of them are that good.
The thoughts aren't good or like the
opinions. Although I do have a friend who they've had it, like her family's had a timeshare for a long time and they actually like use it and they like it. But I don't know. You could just pay to go on vacation. Like, if you can afford the timeshare to pay for it every year, you could just take that and go on vacation. You're not tied to this one place.
Yeah. Also, it's like not your place, so you can't have your stuff there. Like, that's one of the benefits of owning something is that you don't have to, like, pack up your whole life or whatever it is or your big family
right.
to stay in a spot, you know?
Right. But also, like, you don't have to deal with the problems of it is a good thing. Like,
yeah.
If something happens, like, not your problem, which it is when you usually own
something. It's just committing to, like, a rental.
Yeah, forever.
Oh, no, but you own it. You have to sell it, right? You have to sell it. Then you have to deal with having to sell your timeshare.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so annoying.
Right. It's not like you're getting, okay, let's say you want, okay, like a good example would be, let's say you want to go make sure that you get a spot in Aspen every New Year's. So you buy a timeshare for that week.
Yeah.
If you can afford that, you could just go. And then you don't, you could just pay to go. That's what I don't understand about it.
Well, potentially if you lock it in when you're younger, this is us selling timeshares. Potentially if you lock it in like at an earlier date, you don't have to pay like the inflated rates later on for what it would cost to stay at a hotel in Aspen in on New Year's. Over time, you still have it. But that said, you also have to like call those dates because other people own.
No, you can buy a week. Like you can buy a week. Particular
right.
week.
You're buying the time. Right. So you also have to commit to a certain week all that's the time.
Like, right. Like,
yeah, that's not, that's annoying.
It makes sense for the seller why one would sell
it
a timeshare.
Makes sense. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, like the person who starts the timeshare. It makes sense why they would sell that.
It makes sense why Airbnb came out of this.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we can sell Billy. I think he's going to do well. He probably has no issue flying economy plus, considering he was just in prison. And, you know, go for it, Bills.
Go for it.
You got it.
Are we sending anyone first class? I'm looking. Let's see. Jordana's not here to have all the reviews memorized. We love you, Jordana. Okay, well, I'll just do the first one because it's good. Toodle Chick. This trio is amazing. Love listening to your podcast weekly. I always get so excited on Thursday when a new podcast pops up on my feed. I appreciate all your Bravo content, especially with Scandoval and now Bethany. You ladies keep me young. Thank you, Toodle Chick. Where do you think she wants to go? Should we send her to BravoCon in Vegas? First class?
Oh, yeah. I was going to send her to Kim's wedding country, but...
She hasn't indicated that she cares about that. She seems care about Bravo.
Bravo, yeah. Okay, send her there.
Okay, we're sending her to BravoCon.
You have the most VIP tickets. Also, this is hypothetical. No one's going to
Yes. In case you're – no, she's not a new listener. She gets the joke, but just other people, you know.
Yeah, yeah, disclaimer. Yeah. Disclaimer for all the people that are new listeners. This is a hypothetical reward for leaving us a sweet review.
Thank you so much.
That is it for this week's At Betches podcast. You can follow me at Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And be sure to leave us a wonderful rave review in our iTunes. It's called Apple.
I still podcast call it iTunes.
App. iTunes. I do too. On the Apple app, you just do 5 stars and you write why you love the show or what you've been watching, anything you want us to talk about. It's just the best way to communicate with us. It doesn't go live because of Apple's like approval system. It doesn't go live right away, so we may not see it until like 2 weeks episode, but whatevs. We'll see it. We love you. Thank you so much for all your support. Subscribe to the show, and we'll see you next week on the At Betches podcast. At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Picot, Rebecca Sosmakat, and Aliza Zim. Editing by Basilio Perez. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.